John, first of all, how is it to feel to play here? It's a, quite a picturesque ground. It felt a little bit small.
Yeah, it is. But it's a great spot for very. It is a picturesque spot to play football, and to bring the football to the inner west. We're at Marrickville a couple of weeks ago, and we're now at, obviously, at Drummoyne, and I think it's fantastic for the local community to be able to get around and see AFL football right up close.
Yeah, you have got a good representation here, you know, not just with members and with junior footy clubs. You know, you've got the Newtown Swans.
Yeah.
There's a team here at Drummoyne and Balmain. Yeah. It's pretty strong, isn't it?
It is. It's really strong AFL footy through the inner west, and we've got some great supporters through here. We were in the local schools yesterday, and it's... You can come to the SCG and watch us obviously play, or out at ANZ Stadium, but to actually stand up close on the fence and see and hear the players is it's a pretty intimate environment to be able to watch footy.
We've got a few vets coming back this week, John.
Yes.
Franklin, Goods, Richards, McVeigh. Yeah. Any ideas how much time you want to give them this week?
We'll see how they go through the training session, but they won't play the whole game, all of them. But if they train today, they will all definitely play, and then we'll see how they go during the game. But as we found out last week, that a lot of them get through past half time, even if they're limited, they get up towards three quarter time anyway. So we expect to get as much time into them as we can, knowing full well that whatever we get into them this week, they'll be better again next week.
Is Buddy the only one of those that's had any kind of injury issues during the pre-season?
No, Teddy had a couple of hamstrings. That's why he didn't start last week. McVeigh had a calf issue a couple of weeks ago, and that's why he hasn't started. But even those blokes, they've done the majority of the pre-season, so they've had a couple of little hiccups here and there, but as long as they get through today and get through the training session, they'll play.
I guess last year Buddy had a bit of tendonitis in the pre-season. What's been the issue with him this season?
Oh, it's been the same thing, but he's done a lot more training this pre-season than what he did last season. So he's up to 3 weeks ago, he was doing a fit almost all of it. So it was we just took the opportunity 3 weeks ago to back it off a little bit, put some strength into his muscle around his knee, and get him going again. He's been running for the last couple of weeks, and he's done all the ball work, trained again the other day, and expects to train again today.
So he's more advanced than at the corresponding stage last season, in that sense?
As far as he's done more of the bulk of pre-season than what he's done. I mean, we'd like to be able to get this week and next week game time into him, and that's going to be important. But he's done more of the total training, but because of the last 3 weeks, he's just... As far as match time wise, is that it's going to be important we'll be getting to him this week and next week.
You think you'll hit the score a bit harder than last week? I mean, obviously you had three key forwards out, plus Sam Reid went down in the first quarter.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it was an unusual forward setup for us last week after about 15-20 minutes in. So it was a bit of a different forward setup this week. But it's going to be a challenge, I can imagine, from both teams. As far as I think out of centre bounces and things like that, you get a real advantage, and those smaller grounds is the ball doesn't take long before it gets inside 50 and within kicking distance.
Greg and Buddy can kick one from the middle. If the breeze
might be half a chance. Might be half a chance.
Goodsey was saying yesterday that this year he doesn't want to be kind of stereotyped as a forward, pigeonholed as a forward. There, are we going to see him have a run around in different areas during the pre-season?
Yeah, we will. I mean, we've only got two games to go, so I think that's the, you will see him play in different roles, whether it's a high half forward role or up on the wing, or deeper, and we'll give some flexibility to him to be able to make the calls we said at different times, but also. He's been able to really run strongly over the pre-season, being consistent with his training. So that's a bit different than last year as well, which is a good sign for him. And he's jumping out of his skin at the moment.
You've got Naismith and Nan Curtis. So are they likely to get a run on Sunday?
Yeah, they're a chance. And they're very close, I guess, as far as which of those guys we go with. Derek's is in the squad as well, obviously. Yep. Pikey.
Sure.
We have to make a call as far as getting some quality game time into those blokes, and you can't get game time if you go with four. You're just not going to get the quality game time into any of them, so we'll make a call today after training about which ones we'll go with, knowing full well that Tipo's still, he's a big chance, he's running again now, so he's a big chance for the first game as well.
Okay,
hoping that those McGlynn and Reid will be both available next week, hopefully. Certainly Reed will, and he was touch and go for this week, not quite up to it. Benny, we'd like to think it'd be a real strong chance as well, and tip it hopefully the week after.
Are you going to have an intro club sort of?
We've got a reserves game and that bye over the weekend, so it's just a matter of who's available and whether we think we play them or not that weekend and that Saturday before we play the first round.
Generally speaking, you're pretty happy with both the way they've gone before and after Christmas?
Generally, yeah. I mean, I think everyone's like that until they get into the season. You don't really get an indication until then. So it's, at the moment, I've been really pleased with how they turned up after their break. And they've turned up in really good condition. They've attacked it really well. So that's a good sign. But, we need to make sure that we get some quality game time into the this week and next week, and we know that there seems to be a real trend across the competition that every team's playing the strongest possible team every week. 3 weeks is not a long time to prepare your team, and as we've seen with Fremantle last week and again this week, it's the best possible teams playing, and we're trying to do the same thing. So it's a real ramping up of the intensity prior to round one.
You expect that from the Dockers as well. Two games to go.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's happened across the competition, though. All the other teams, other games that are playing, and probably previous years you might have seen some experimentation of different things and maybe some blooding of youngsters and increasing your depth, and this is across the competition, whereas certainly this year it seems as though, in particular, that there's a real emphasis on making sure that all your players are playing for those 3 weeks and you get them match conditions as quickly as you can.
Did you notice any difference from the guys when they came back? Everyone talked about after the grand final, they wanted to kind of come back and, really put in and kind of erase the memories of last year. Did you notice any kind of difference in the attitude when they came back at all?
Oh, look, I think in general, our blokes' attitude when they come back are pretty good. It's not as if we're coming from a low base. It's at the very pointy end, and certainly some of the players like Hanbury and those blokes came back in great condition. But it's generally, I think most players, most clubs these days don't have too many issues with how they come back. They usually come back pretty well, so it's not a big difference. But as far as from year to year, because generally it's pretty good. But there's certainly a few of the individuals I noticed, and probably Hanbury was one of those blokes that came back in good nick.
Do you get the feeling for these guys and for yourself as well that for you just going that one step further, nothing else will suffice, that you want to get that flag after what happened last year?
I think everyone in the competition's got enough respect for how hard it is to win an AFL Premiership, not to stand there at the start of the year and make bold predictions. And everyone understands that there's only one club can win it, and you get a fair bit out of the season if you don't win it sometimes. But we all are in that competition to win it, so it's something that you've got to be highly respectful of how hard it is to win an AFL Grand Final. It's very tough to do, and it doesn't matter what I say at the start of the year, it's about getting into the season and seeing how we go. All right,
thanks.
Thanks, John.